The biggest issues, the biggest stories, the biggest forum for talking about what matters. Now broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue, it's Monday with Steve and Carol.
Oh, not just Steve and Carol. Somebody asked me the other day, when is Anna and Jesse going to be back on? Upstairs. So it was an employee of GKB. Anna to my left and Jesse straight away from
Hello.
Me.
Hello.
Welcome. Good to see you again.
The people want us, Steve. We're a hot commodity.
Is once a month not enough?
No.
you want to
The people have
more?
Spoken.
You want to do more?
We're coming for your job, Steve.
What I love... Hey, you're welcome. What I love about when you come on is you often want to redefine the culture. You come up with really interesting topics. So I let you have carte blanche, which means you can do whatever you want.
Oh.
Does that make sense to you?
I've never heard of
Anna,
that term.
She looked at me like, what does that mean? Are you French? That means that you can almost do whatever you want.
We love that.
So this one, you guys ran with this.
Okay.
Carol, they ran with this one.
Okay.
Almost literally.
What did they run with?
The ick factor. Define for us, all of us.
I will define the ick for you. It's something that someone does that is an instant turnoff to you, making you instantly hate the idea of being with them romantically. Alternatively, it can be used to describe something that makes you uncomfortable or weirded out. So,
okay.
Like a turnoff.
Okay,
yeah.
Got
so
it.
So if you think of feeling icky, there's also the term catching the ick.
Mm-hmm.
And a debate that we often have is, once you catch the ick for someone, for a romantic partner, a potential romantic partner, once you catch that ick, is it irreparable?
Can you
That's a good
it?
Question.
Yeah, the horse is out of the barn, as far as I'm concerned.
See?
Once you get the ick factor, it's done.
When you first posed this to me, I didn't put it in romantic terms. I just said, because on the video, I said...
More like pet peeve sense.
Yeah, people who wear sandals that have nasty feet, don't wear sandals.
Yeah.
I don't want to be exposed to that. I don't want to see it on planes. I don't want to see it at festivals. I don't want to see it anywhere.
Festivals.
But when you put it in romantic terms, for me, it's bad breath.
Mm.
Yep.
Yep.
That's across the board. Yeah, that's bad.
That's not happening.
That halitosis thing?
Whatever that is, yeah. I'm not having any of it.
See, you know, right. How do you, I don't even know how you go in for the kiss if you've got that bad breath.
No,
I mean, that's awful.
Well, you don't.
You know, I'm picky enough that, and I said this off the air, but I mean this in all sincerity, I hate it when somebody holds their utensils like in their fist and they shovel. And they
shoveling.
Like shovel it in their face.
Like they're a cave person or
it's
a sailor on a ship.
Use the utensils the way they were meant to be, not like a shovel. Stop it.
That's a very specific, unique one.
Yeah, who did that? Did you go on a date with someone who's shoveling?
No.
Was it Lou? Was it Lou?
No.
Is he a graceful eater?
Yes, he's a very graceful eater. I see it sometimes and it's like, hold your spoon the correct way.
I'm so with you. Table manners.
Jesse got etiquette class.
Yes, that's true.
All right, so let's hear from Anna first. What is your ick?
Like my hilarious one that's like so unrealistic.
Very niche.
Is when a man has really giant hands and they're cutting with like little safety scissors. Like I was just telling Steve he has really big hands. So if I were to see him cut, I would get the ick for Steve.
Get me some little scissors.
And you'll be warding them off.
That's a very unique one, though.
I don't know
why. How often would that come up in real life?
Not often. My more realistic one is, again, with the feet. This is going with the WTMJ host of feet things.
Yes.
I hate when men wear thong sandals. Throw them in the trash.
All right, so define, I don't wear sandals.
Like it goes between the toes.
Flip-flops. A
gross,
flip-flop.
Gross yeah. look.
Like
gross
slides look. Are fine.
Yeah, slides are fine. Birkenstocks are fine. I do not want to see those thong. Ugh. No, it's an icky. It's ick.
Yeah.
Okay. Jesse?
My niche one was anytime a man has to physically chase after something. So like picture your receipt is blowing away in the parking lot. Don't run. Like just don't. Be a man.
How often does that happen?
You don't need to chase.
I don't get these.
I feel like that's more realistic. So the thing with the ick is I feel like it's so like.
It's your specific thing.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm asking for ick submissions. So
oh, great.
Bad teeth came
this.
Up really quickly.
Yep, that's a big one.
The thing about the bad breath one, though, there's easy things you can do to fix that. But
right.
how are these people not aware of this? That's what I don't get.
True. Like, how have you made it this far?
And it's been a while for me because my wife has wonderful breath. But when I was dating.
That's why we love her.
When that's coming at you, there's nowhere to go.
What are you gonna, can't run. You can't
hide. Because if you turn your head, date's over, basically.
True. Yeah. I think that's just comes down to
that's
either
an irreparable one.
Bad friends or bad family that's not telling them they got stanky breath.
Yeah. I would tell you, Anna.
I would tell you, too.
Thank you, girl.
All right. Other than the very obtuse eating with a spoon.
Like a shovel.
give me a physical one, a physical ick.
I can't stand dirty fingernails.
Mm-hmm. Good one, Carol.
I can't stand.
I mean, too short.
It's like, yeah, clean those babies up. You know, wash your hands. Hard. You don't have dirty fingernails.
No, Steve's presenting his hands to us.
And I mean, I understand if you're like a if you work construction or something like that. That's fine. But clean yours. I deserve a clean person. And you, if you're gonna go and want to spend time with me, you better clean it up. Clean it up.
Amen.
She is Carol Kane. Anna and Jesse joining us. Anything but sports. All right, we need your ick factors. 855-616-1620. As we go to break here, exposed armpit hair on anyone.
Oh, dear.
On anyone?
On anyone. Guys, too?
I don't mind guys. No. If you want to wear a tank or
Come
something,
on,
that's
be
fine.
Manly out there. What's the big deal?
Armpit hair is coming back for women.
Now, that's an ick factor for me.
Well, oh, gosh.
Madonna's daughter. She kind of started that. Madonna's Lourdes. She's the one that was always on the red carpet with the big armpit hair.
So if I argue that
Slay Queen.
should be the same for men and women, I suppose I'd have to put up with that.
You have to say that that's okay.
I say ick. Quick break. Oh, my culture specialists, experts, Anna and Jesse, anything but sports, joining us in studio, along with Carol Kane, radio legend, who's, we know that because it says it on your mug.
Well, and here, once again, because people are going to think I made this myself, which I did not.
No, you did. My wife made them.
Your wife
made it for me.
I love that.
Yeah,
love
talented Kathy. Yes, she makes everything.
You know, I thought, I got another one, you guys.
Let's hear it. I don't want
you, if you're going to show up for a date with me, not that I've been dating.
I was going to say.
But if you show up at my doorstep wearing the Curious George t-shirt that your daughter picked out for you, no, you're turning right around and going home. I want you in a dress shirt and a nice pair of slacks. You're not going to sit there and come in some kind of anime. No.
Period.
No. So a dress code.
You're going to clean yourself up if you're going to go out with me.
How about this one? Tank tops. What came up on the...
For men?
I just don't like it.
Oh, God, icky. No. Tank tops and the thong sandals, I'm running. The other direction.
Now, this one is really interesting. This came from the 920 on the old National Bank talking text line. This is the texter. I make my husband shave his pits. Men with pit hair, yuck and ick.
Okay. Yuck and ick.
I'm going for the equality here.
I don't think that's a common thing.
I don't think that's a common thing either, but ick equality, we're starting that.
What is it? Ick equality?
Ick equality. Equality. Now that's a good one.
This one, a lot of people saying smoking. Smokers. The smell of smoke.
The smell of smoke, yeah.
That doesn't bother
me
so
much. Every day, everywhere. Once that smell is there, though, you can't get rid of it.
Yeah, it's stuck forever.
B.O., teeth very important. Men wearing sweatpants in public places.
That doesn't give me an ick as much because that's so normal in our generation.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe you're on the way to the gym.
Yeah,
okay, or at the airport.
If you're going to wear sweatpants, have your underwear on.
What? People don't wear underwear with sweatpants?
If you a guy and you're going to show up with no underwear and sweatpants, really I don't want to see that either.
All right, so let me ask the question since you brought it up. That could be someone's ick factor. People walk around with no underwear on. Is that a common thing or uncommon? I say it's very uncommon. How do I know?
I have met a guy and he did not wear underwear.
That was his policy?
We were just talking about this person today, and he just never wore underwear.
That just doesn't seem right.
That's what I'm saying. It was strange.
That seems like a...
I go commando all the time.
Well, it's healthy for women.
You know, we're on the air. Right?
I go commando. That's the way I roll. All the time.
So right now.
Yes, ma'am.
She needs a second mug. This radio legend is commando.
You heard it here, folks.
I don't mind
Steve
saying
Steve is
it.
Like, what do I say back
I'm not
to
sure
that?
How I respond to that, actually.
I do this to him all the time. Poor guy. He's just like, what does she say? I do it all the time.
Steve's like, how do I change the topic?
Maybe he caught the ick.
How long has this been going on?
Oh, God. Years.
And the reasoning is?
I don't know. It's just...
Comfortable?
It's freeing.
Wow, I really like the prerogative of you can do whatever you want, but the man has to be completely buttoned up. I'm because, on board with that, yeah, genuinely.
But let me just say this. A guy walks in with no underwear and sweatpants, you're going to be able to tell he's not wearing underwear.
That's
you
true.
Had absolutely true. No idea that I'm going commando right
on
now.
On that point, this is from John.
Yeah, let's hear this.
Overweight people wearing short shorts.
Oh.
Ooh. Well,
come on, John. We're on the body positivity.
We're getting
wave
a little
here.
Mean on people's physical character.
I don't
character.
Really, yeah. really like that.
And a shirt three sizes too small.
Oh, this guy has had some experiences. Sounds like.
Let's see. For the 262, I'm a 61-year-old male, and I get pedicures every 7 weeks. I have.
I love that. I love that.
That is so great.
I think that's more acceptable now because, like, I never heard of that when I was growing up.
It's because Michael Jordan started doing it.
Is that what it was? Fine.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep. Oh. He probably had some nasty feet, though.
The Carol love is coming in. I go commando as often as possible.
Oh, I love this.
Apparently that's a thing.
See, we're bringing people together here.
Let's see. I'm a man and I don't shave my pits, but I... Oh, jeez. Trim it very short.
What? I didn't know what you were going to say there. I was a little scared.
Well, sometimes you never know where the thing's going to go. Half shirts for guys.
Like a crop top?
Like a crop top?
Half is that what
shirt.
It's called?
I've never heard it called a half shirt. I'm kind of into that.
To feature the abs, if they have abs.
Oh.
I like that. That's a 90s trend that's coming back.
I do not like that.
I think like in a workout sense, if you got the abs, crop the shirt.
Since I'm surrounded by three women who wear far too much makeup.
I think makeup's an art.
I agree.
Yeah, and as you get older, you got to kind of rein it in. Mm. You know, I mean, I basically
that's
use...
That's true.
I use lipstick, blush, and mascara, basically. That's what I don't really even use, like, eyeshadow anymore.
I think the older you get, the more important the skincare base becomes.
Yeah.
Like, more skincare, so
lotion.
Makeup.
My wife has got me on a lotion regimen now, because I've got wrinkles that have wrinkles. I mean, I've lived a life.
Oh, yeah, we get Botox for that.
We do indeed.
So you're already getting Botox.
Well,
it's preventative.
See how quickly Psych. We
See,
come
they're
up
too
with
young
that
for, You guys are too young for Botox, yet. Mm-hmm.
I disagree, Carol. I think it's preventative. So none, when we're Steve's age, we're going to be beautiful.
I can't furrow my brow if
wrinkles.
I wanted to
That's because
right
we have Botox.
Exactly.
Just in your forehead?
Yeah.
Forehead, and I have my crow's feet.
Yeah.
Here's a guy's.
You don't have any crow's feet.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I don't right now because I got Botox.
All right. It's not a sponsored mention about Botox. Let's go easy on that. So this is a big one with guys and their spouses, partners, girlfriends, whatever.
Sure.
Socks and sandals.
Who told us that? Didn't
oh,
like that?
Oh, we were talking. So, how the whole conversation even started about X is we were talking about this at lunch with our other teammates here, and someone said wearing socks to bed is an ick.
I would never wear socks to bed. Wouldn't it be hot?
Yeah.
No, my feet get cold. I wear socks to bed.
So, you don't
my
wear underwear, but you put socks on.
In the winter, I do.
My feet make sense.
How does that make any sense?
It makes perfect sense in this noggin of mine. Perfect sense.
Here's one. Ashy elbows and knees. My elbows are always beat.
Ooh, yeah, you got to lotion those.
See, I have
lotion
been.
Regimen,
I put lotion on this morning already and still.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe you have too hot of water.
It could be. I like it a hot shower.
Me too.
Like a little lobster in there.
Wow, so many commando comments. I'm not sure that I want to take it in this direction.
That's really
a lot of people big fans this. Of manscaping, though.
Oh,
that's a okay. more that's a more recent trend.
Yep, yeah. It is. That term's pretty new, right? Manscaping
yeah.
is a pretty new term.
Yeah, yeah, it's keeping your situation under control, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, because I don't want to see you in your swim trunks or whatever with that.
Yeah.
I want to see some short swim trunks.
Yeah.
What about Speedos? Is that a thing now?
No.
Oh, no. Boy.
That's
no.
done. See, I say that it's done. It should have been done a long time
That's
ago.
Very
Did you ever wear a Speedo?
No. Unless you're an Olympic swimmer.
Yeah. Let's take a trip to Europe to cancel Speedos for good.
Yeah, they still love them
the
there.
The four of us
Trust
can lead
me, I was
that
just
crusade.
In Europe. They love them there.
Or the Germans down in like the Caribbean.
And it's not the in-shape guys that love them. It's the big dudes.
Well, you know what they say. Don't tone it. Tan it.
I
now,
just
that
know.
Is the words to live by.
How about fake tans?
I am wearing one right now, honey.
I go to the tanning bed.
I get spray tan.
That's my confession.
So you do the real tanning bed, you do the fake
tan. I do,
tan.
I do, and Every I don't want to hear anybody coming for me in the text line.
Well, you can come for me, then I'm orange. I'm still going to do it.
Like, if I'm going to die, I'd rather die tan.
Ick factor, people who smell like they put on their perfume or cologne with a humidifier.
What?
Like, too much.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant literally a humidifier.
Yeah, yeah.
I got in a car recently.
I get that now.
The car reeked of women's... perfume. Like,
see, you hate that, but you're fine with smokers?
Yeah.
I was a bartender for like 20 years.
So it gives you good flashbacks.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad because I probably ingested, you know, all that smoke. But
secondhand smoke? Yeah.
I lived that life for 20 years.
But you like cigars, too.
I smoke cigars, too.
Oh, okay.
He's a man's man.
Yeah, because when I get in an Uber car and it smells like cigarette smoke.
I just feel like nauseous.
A couple quick hitters here before we let you ladies go.
Yeah, let's go.
High tops and shorts.
High tops? Oh, like Converse?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that look.
Yeah.
Overly hairy eyebrows.
That's in.
That's it in? Is in.
Yeah.
A bushy eyebrow.
Bushy
is
eyebrows in.
cargo pants?
No.
I sort of wear cargo pants.
Yeah. You have the G.I. Joe look on today.
Yeah, that's what he said today. He needs some Timberlands.
A good G.I. Joe look?
Yeah, good G.I.
Oh, we love Joe.
Oh, there we go.
As long as they're clean, I don't care.
All right, quickly, what did we learn today? We learned what ick is. Define it quickly, like 10 words or less.
Your instant turnoff.
Yep, instant turnoff.
Well, that's good. That was something very short.
Yeah.
Hello.
Peavy.
We know what we learned about me.
Yes, Carol.
Yeah, we learned so much about Carol.
Here's Carol one for me
well
quickly
now.
As we go to break.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Yoga pants. Far too much of it. Far too much of it.
Okay.
Way too much yoga pants.
Wait, are we talking yoga pants or leggings? Two different things, Steve.
I don't know. But in my world, don't try to jam 50 pounds of potatoes in a 10-pound bag.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, God,
Anna and Jesse, anything but sports. We'll see you next month.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye, guys.